From the time my kids were young, I wanted to instill virtues in them that I knew would benefit them when they became adults. Obviously, that's the heart of a mom and dad, to help our kids become great adults. And certainly, we did something right along the way because all six of my kids have a strong work ethic. They are able to juggle one or two jobs. They're just really hard workers. Well, I'm John Fuller, along with my Focus colleague, Dr. Danny Huerta. And Danny, what was something from an early age that you and Heather tried to make sure was part of your children's thinking and character?
Yeah, we talked about being contributors, right, in God's kingdom, rather
yeah,
than consumers.
Love that, by the way. That's just so strong.
And within that, it's humility in order to serve others, patience in order to love others, and then self-control to protect others from ourselves. Mm. Self-control to be able to deal with our selfishness. And so those are things we repeatedly talked about in our home under what it means to be a contributor in our home.
I have used that contributor concept in so many different conversations. It's so helpful. Well, we're returning to a conversation that Jim Daly and I had with Carrie Casey, who is passionate about helping raise the next generation and inspiring certain values into his grandkids as they follow God.
You know, when you mention those virtues, is there one that is most critical? I know that's hard. I hate the favorites question. I never know how to answer that. What's your favorite ice cream? I hate those questions.
Yeah.
But when you look at virtues, is there one that carries you through the rest of your life from a grandparenting position that you can give your grandkids?
I think about the courage that we have to have. Hmm. I remember when during the Civil Rights days, when I was growing up, I'm 61, but during the 60s, it was much like today.
Yeah.
In terms of what's happening, like, oh, well, what race are you? Well, we need this, we need that, or it's all about me. But I watched how my dad navigated that. Hmm. There are some things I have to navigate today that if I don't get the right information, it could hurt my dad, my legacy, and our family. Mm-hmm. So I have to get the right information. And the right information, naturally, is in Scripture. I challenge people to go to the Scripture. Read a proverb every day. 31 Proverbs.
That's what we do.
It's 31 days in a month, usually. And there are 31 Proverbs.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you, you will get some wisdom in how to be married, how to respect your bride. And she has to be reminded she's a bride, and how to be there for your grandchildren, how to work with a boss that may not like you, or all of the negatives that can come down. Or people say, well, you're not the right color. Well, you can't do this or that. But in that Scripture, those promises in Proverbs, we can win a championship.
I love that. Of course, you played college ball, and you know, it's just wonderful to see that championship attitude, and you've done this in your book.
I'm humbled to be able to do it, and I honor you all in helping us get this message out in the books and all that, championship grandfathering and
that's
21-day dad's challenge and all of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. And, Carrie, it's always inspiring to have you here. I love your message, what you're doing to build people up. That's who you are, and you really learned that from your dad.
Yeah.
And we heard a little bit the other day at our Focus on the Family Chapel about the relationship you had with him.
Yeah.
What an amazing man. The thing I said when I got on stage with you is that a great father has created another great father in you, and now a great grandfather with not a great grandfather, but a wonderful grandfather.
Yeah. But Tony Evans wrote our forward to our new book, Championship Grandfathering, but he's a great grandfather now. And he looks younger than me, so I'm wondering how he did that.
Well, for all the granddads out there, get this book, Championship Grandfathering. It'll equip you with ideas and other things that you can do to be the grandfather your grandkids need.
Danny, Carrie brought up how he likes to read from the book of Proverbs, and certainly there are some terrific principles there. Any favorite verses from Proverbs? I mean, know the Scripture well.
Yeah, Proverbs 4:23, you know, to guard your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life. And then it says beyond that, to ponder our steps. And do we think that? And so that takes me to Proverbs 15:31, one of my favorites. It's the ear that listens to life-giving reproof will dwell among the wise. Mm. And I think about that. For me as a dad, do I take correction from my spouse? Do I take correction from my own realization that there are imperfections that spill out in order to be life-giving as a dad. Because if I think I'm perfect and I'm showing up as perfect, I'm going to miss out on the opportunity to grow and actually be loving and relational. And I need to be pondering, what are my steps and why am I going in this direction and why am I leading my kids in this direction? I love Proverbs. I remember as a teenager in high school getting to study the full book, and it means even more now as a dad and as an adult. The guidance is fantastic. It's gold for us as dads and as moms to dig into that and to follow the principles that are there.
Yeah, the ancient wisdom is worth reconsidering and revisiting on a regular basis. So we do encourage you to read through the book of Proverbs in the Old Testament. We would additionally suggest you read books like Carrie Casey's book, Championship Grandfathering. We have that here at the ministry. You'll find his insights inspiring, and it'll be a great gift for a grandfather in your life. Get a copy of that book from us when you make a generous donation of any amount to the ministry of Focus on the Family. And we'll have links in the show notes. If you want a simple tool to evaluate how you're doing as a mom or a dad, we're going to link over to our free online parenting assessment. It takes just a few minutes of your time, and you're going to find it is invaluable in terms of insights into parenting strengths and opportunities to grow. And we'll have the link for that free parenting assessment in the episode notes as well. Next time, Dr. Gary Chapman shares how to be a genuine encourager to your child. For now, on behalf of Danny Huerta and the entire team, I'm John Fuller, and thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.